Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, where here in my study, I have time to open the Word of God, not only with my people here at our church, but with you wherever you might be. Right now, my Bible is open to Jeremiah chapter 2, and in this chapter, God is speaking to the people of Israel through the prophet Jeremiah, and maybe you'll get a glimpse as to why God was dissatisfied with their reactions, their responses to him, and that all hope is not lost, even for us. Listen to Jeremiah 2, verse 1 and following. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him will offend. Disaster will come upon them, says the Lord. This initially is a love story that Jeremiah is sharing with the people of God. It was God's love from the very beginning for these people. But listen to verse 4, where we see, Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, What injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters? Neither did they say, Where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no one crossed and where no one dwelt? I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruit and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests did not say, Where is the Lord? And those who handled the law did not know me. The rulers are transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Therefore, I will yet bring charges against you, says the Lord. Against your children's children, I will bring charges. This is quite a turnaround. God, who loved Israel, has now found that they have not loved him back. There will be more judgment pronounced on the people who were hearing Jeremiah's prophecies, and for some, they would never turn. For others, lessons were going to be learned. But I did want to say that perhaps there is a little bit of kinship between us and the ancient people of God. You see, God has loved us from the very beginning. God has sent Jesus that we, Jew and Gentile alike, may come to know the Savior, and many, many have turned their backs on the God of salvation and said, I will do this myself, or even worse, I will not trust in God. And some may even say, I don't even believe that there is a God. We are now in 2024, and this is a difficult time for us. I say that because sin seems to have raged and grown, and right seems to be wrong, and wrong seems to be right. It sounds quite prophetic to me, for in the end days, this describes how people will be. Again, I don't have time to delve into all of this, but for now, let me simply say, If you trust in Jesus, no matter what comes in the end days, your eternity is settled, and you will be with God forever and ever. But if you are in disbelief, in disharmony with godly principles and morals, if you have never called on God for salvation, you are at this point still lost. And let me very honestly say this, Jesus may come again at any moment. He will come to take those of us who have called on his name for salvation to be with him forever, and for those who do not know Jesus, they will be left behind, and many will be in a sea of darkness that they cannot even grasp. And many, once they have denied Jesus in the first place, may never turn to him. Oh, don't take that chance. Understand that the God who loves you still loves you. Understand that right is right, and God is righteous, and he wants you to be his own dear child. So why not call on him today? Just confess your sin and say, I can't do it without God, and you'll have God. Receive Jesus as your Savior, and then listen to Moments of Grace every day, and find a gospel-preaching church, and get fed spiritually, and Jesus may not come for a while longer, and you will have time to grow nearer and dearer to the family of God, as well as have the assurance that you will be with God when Jesus comes again. If you still have questions, connect with me. I'm here for you. And I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. So, till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.